This saying is hard. Who can accept it? He's, of course, talking about the teaching on the Eucharist, which we have been following through the Gospel of John this week. Jesus has been instructing them that unless they eat his flesh and drink his blood, we have no life. To which his disciples respond, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" What are we to do with hard teachings of Jesus? Things that maybe we don't understand. Things that are difficult. Things like Jesus telling us that bread and wine are no longer bread and wine, but his flesh and his blood. How can this be? It's hard. But what do we do with that? And that's really what our gospel teaches us today. Notice that these are his disciples that are questioning and murmuring. These aren't the outsiders, people that just happen to wander up and meet Jesus for the first time and hear him talking about flesh and blood and eating it and are somehow dumbstruck. These are people that have been with Jesus. They've accompanied him. They are his disciples. They've presumably been with him for a long time. And yet, when it comes to the teaching on the Eucharist, what do we see today? We see them departing, leaving. It says, as a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. One of the saddest verses, I think, in all of Scripture. People that had been with Jesus now decide it's too much. I'm done. I'm not going to follow Jesus anymore. How often do we take this approach in the face of difficult teachings, things that are hard? We look at Jesus' answer, though. He says, does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? What is Jesus saying here? I think essentially what he's saying is, look, you've been with me all this time. You've seen me raise people from the dead, restore sight, raise the people that can't walk, heal lepers. Does this shock you? In a sense, he's saying you're going to see greater things than this. The Son of Man coming on the clouds in glory, changing bread and wine into his flesh and blood should seem like a small matter in comparison to some of the things that they've already seen. Ultimately, Peter has the right response. Notice that the disciples, the apostles, the most intimate of his disciples, the 12, they don't understand it either. Jesus comes to them, are you going to go too? And it's not like the apostles respond, no, 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 we understand you, Lord. We know what you're talking about. We don't know what's wrong with these other foolish people, but we're with you. Not at all. Peter, rather, he doesn't know what to say. But he's smart enough to know, look, Lord, we've been with you all this time. We've seen you do all kinds of crazy things. Dead people rise. So this is hard. We don't understand it either. How can bread and wine become your flesh and blood? I don't know. But what I do know is that you have the words of everlasting life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. And so we know that Peter and the apostles do not leave as so many others apparently did. And it is precisely because not that they understand, not that the saying isn't hard or that somehow they get it and others don't, but rather they trust the one who spoke the words. The one who is saying, eat my flesh, drink my blood, is the same Jesus Christ who they have come to know and accept and are convinced is God. So if he says it, well, then that's got to be it. Even if we don't understand it, we will believe. That is the great response of Peter, and that's ultimately then the answer to to what do we do with hard sayings. We do not doubt the truth of the saying. Rather, we trust in the authority of the one who speaks. When the church speaks, it is Jesus Christ who speaks through the successors of the apostles, our bishops. We may not understand exactly everything the church teaches. Certainly, even today, we do not understand the Eucharist. But we, too, have come to believe and are convinced that Jesus is the Messiah and that he continues to work in his church. When the Pope speaks, when the bishops speak, it may be hard. We may not understand. But Jesus asks us through them, will you also leave and go away? We're here not because we understand, but because we love. Because we love our Lord Jesus Christ and trust him and the leaders, the shepherds he's given us. We see St. Peter in our first reading today doing the very things that Jesus did. Praise God that he did not turn away. What Jesus tells us is that if we believe, if we give our hearts to his teaching, we will see great things. To change bread and wine into his body and blood is a great miracle. But there will be other miracles. Peter now does the very things that Jesus did. He causes paralyzed people to rise and walk. He raises a little girl from the dead, very much the same way Jesus raised the little girl from the dead. In fact, I don't know for sure, but the little girl in our first reading today is called Tabitha. If you remember the unnamed daughter of Jairus that Jesus raises, what does he say to her in Aramaic to raise her? Talitha cum. Talitha in Aramaic means little girl. He would have said Talitha cum. What would Peter have said? Well, he knows the name of the little girl, and it happens to be Tabitha. So he would have said Tabitha cum. Almost even the same words of Jesus slightly there. It's not just for Peter that these miracles occur. They're for us, too. If we follow Jesus, not only will we see great things, but we will do great things. The greatest miracle, of course, that Peter would have worked would to speak those very words of Jesus over bread and wine. This is my body. This is my blood. Through the priesthood, the miracle of the Eucharist continues to this day. And we too are asked the question, does this shock you? And will you go away? Hopefully, we can recognize that if God can become man and the infinite God can dwell and take on human flesh, should it shock us that he could take bread and wine and turn them into his body and blood? Will you too go away? Hopefully, we can say with St. Peter, Master, to whom shall we go? We know you, we trust you, we believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God.